ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I want us to start this morning by talking about the subject of Thanksgiving. A lot of people believe that you only thank God when things are going on well. A lot of people believe that God is only worthy to be praised when you have money in your pocket. I want us to just, a lot of people, and you know, even in church, when we come together, we have time of testimonies, like we say. So let's just start this morning by looking at Thanksgiving from the perspective of our faith. Maybe we do a bit of definition, or as the Spirit of God will lay something on your heart, let's just share our perspective of faith towards Thanksgiving this morning. So who is starting now? PG, are you starting now?
Okay. Okay. Good morning, Pastor. It's a pleasure to be here once again. Good morning, viewers at home.
Good morning, church.
Good morning, church. Oh, wow, what a good subject. Especially if you're raised in this part of the world whereby there's an entitlement mentality. You tend to give thanks or say thank you when you get something from someone. But for us as number one, we are not traditional, we are believers. We need to understand that concept first. We are believers. We are kingdom people. And there is a way the kingdom operates. The kingdom does not operate the way the world system operates. The kingdom of God is superior to the world system. Praise God. So when you understand that, and for us to do, our lifestyle is a lifestyle of faith. And thanksgiving is embedded in faith. It's a lifestyle of faith. And thanksgiving is embedded. The scriptures emphasizes Philippians 4:6. I don't know. Let's quickly flip to the scriptures.
We will read the word of God this morning.
Yeah, Philippians 4:6. He said, be anxious for nothing.
Hallelujah.
Be anxious for nothing. He said, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. That's the word there. Let's take it from under translation here. The Passion Translation. It says, don't be pulled in different direction.
Hallelujah.
Or worried about a thing. He said, be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request. I said, it's a lifestyle of faith.
Yeah.
And Paul is admonishing us, writing to the Philippians. He said, it's a faith-filled request. And when Paul says it's a faith-filled request, so it's our nature. We carry it. So it is not a function of whatever happens, that it is a constant mood, the joy of the Lord saturates our heart, involving from thanksgiving. We offer thanksgiving to God from a heart of gratitude. It will interest you to know that there are certain things thanksgiving does to your system. Yeah, it kills depression. Thanksgiving is an antidote for depression. So, the world system, there's anger, there's depression. People say they're in a mood. You understand what I mean? And they take drugs. You and I know that these drugs have side effects. And it might not even cure it. It depends on your state of your psychology at that point when you're taking antidepressant. And it doesn't work for everybody. But when you have a heart of thanksgiving, that's the best antidepressant you can ever have. Because you see things not only from your point of view, you see things from God's point of view. And when you see things from God's point of view, you know that all things are working together for your good. And when you see it that way, a heart of gratitude wells up on your inside. So thankfulness is a form of contentment.
Wow. I love this translation. Let me read it. The NLT translation. It says, don't worry about anything.
Yes, sir.
Instead, pray about everything.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I love this. He said, tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done.
Yeah, glory.
He said, when you do, you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand.
Yes.
I can't just get away from this. There's someone watching us.
Yes.
You fell during this week, and you are still in excruciating pain. The power of God,
hallelujah,
is upon you right now.
Amen.
Just receive your healing and thank him for what he has done. In Jesus' name. He says, his peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
so
sir.
There is that living in Christ Jesus.
And that's the faith part of it. It's a lifestyle. You live in it. Okay, it is continual.
So can I talk about this faith part of it?
Okay.
You know, because, we talk about faith, and sometimes, I just thought about it, that this, you know, sometimes we get lost in all of the Christianese languages. And if I want to ask somebody about faith now, definitely the person will just go to Hebrews 11:1. Now faith
is. From Sunday school, that's what we've been
yes,
taught.
Now faith is. Now faith is. Faith is now. Okay, so what is faith? So I actually went to the ordinary dictionary. I did not want the Bible dictionary or something. I went to the ordinary dictionary. And this is the definition of faith. It says, confidence or trust in a person or thing. Confidence or trust in a person or thing. So I have confidence in this chair I'm sitting on. That's why I'm sitting on the chair.
Yes.
That the chair can carry me. I have confidence in the shoes I'm wearing, that they will not give way. That's why I'm wearing these shoes. We understand. We have confidence in this place where we are because we believe that it will not give way. It will not fall on our heads.
Yeah.
So that is faith. And you know, you look at the personality that you are dealing with when you're talking about faith. If somebody can't eat and he tells you that he's going to give you 10,000 naira, are you going to have... You will not believe.
Yeah.
But we're talking about God here now, the creator of the ends of the earth. So if God has said something, are you certain? I don't know. Are you certain that he will bring it to pass? Or are you equating God with your father or your mother? And sometimes we can do that. Maybe your father says, I will buy you ice cream when we're young. And when he's going out, today I will buy. And some of us still do it as parents. I will buy you ice cream. And then you come back. The child says, where's the ice cream? You say, I forgot. Or something. So some of us tend to see God through that lens. Through the lens of humanity. Through the lens of what humans can do or cannot do. But we're talking about God here. And I'm going to read that Hebrews 11. I'm going to read it in TPT, that Hebrews 11:1. He says, now faith brings our hopes into reality, and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. So faith is a foundation. Faith is a foundation. And so we're talking about thanksgiving here. And I dare say that before you can give thanks well, you need to have faith. You need to believe in the ability of God. You need to have unwavering faith. And I read Hebrews 11:6 again. Hebrews 11:6. It's also in the TPT. And it says, and without faith living within us, it will be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith. We come to God believing, knowing that he is real. He is real. And that he rewards the faith of those who passionately seek him. So faith is a foundation. And here, without that foundation, it's saying that it is impossible to please God. And I like the way NKJV talks about it. He says, he who comes to God must believe that he is. God is. You cannot take anything away from it. You cannot add anything to it. God is. Full stop. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be taken away. God is. When you understand that God is, then it is easy for you to give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to add one more thing before I hand over again to. You know, like I said, God is. We believe in the ability of God. Whatever it is that he says he is going to do, he can do it. But again, we can give thanks because, still talking about faith, I want to read a scripture to us in Psalms. Psalms 119. What is the character of God? What is God's character? Hallelujah. Because sometimes we get these things mixed up. You know, we are not sure. We're not sure. You know, a child dies and we say, the Lord give it, the Lord take it, the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So because of that, because of what we have been taught, you know, so we think, ah, God does evil sometimes. When evil happens, sometimes maybe it is God. You know, that kind of thing. But God, I want to read the scripture. It's so, he's a good God.
He's a good God.
Yes, very sir. Good God. Psalm 119 and verse 68. Because when we are talking about thanksgiving, we need the foundation of faith for us to give thanks well. I read, I have TPT here, then I'll read NLT. Psalm 119 verse 68. It says, everything you do is beautiful. Flowing from your goodness.
Hallelujah.
NLT says, where is it? Where are you now? Verse 68.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
119 verse 68.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And I love this. It says you are good and you do good.
Hallelujah.
So God is good. And he does good. He does not do evil. He may permit evil.
Because of disobedience.
Because of some things that have to. You know, we are in a fallen world. We cannot explain. We cannot give explanation to everything that happens. By the time we begin to look for explanations, we get ourselves into trouble. But fundamentally this morning, God is good and he does good. Like we say in our daily, you know, the day-to-day parlance, he's got our backs. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says God. Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you a hope and a future, to give you an expected end. That expected end is always good. Hallelujah. So once we have this as our foundation, it is easy for us to give thanks, whether things are working or they are not working. I think I'll stop here for now.
Yeah. Before I allow PG, I like to read that Hebrews chapter 11. I read it from the NLT.
Okay.
Verse 1 says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. A lot of the time when we are talking about the subject of faith, people tend to neglect hope. Hope, it simply means to have a positive expectation or that what you believe God for will surely come to pass. So hope actually powers our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Without hope, there is no faith. So hope shapes the future, the picture of our expectations for
Hallelujah.
Us. And verse 6 says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible. I read something in the course of this week that says, why do we always limit God? He said, for the thought that God is good enough not to limit him. And he said, there is an aspect of God, which, I mean, until this week, I didn't consider that. That our Father is awesome, is great. With him, nothing can be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
He makes planets. You know, I've never thought about it.
Planet maker.
You know, we are in our own world, in a country, And we talk about challenges, we talk about problems, we talk about things that are happening. And sometimes we are faced with these challenges and we feel that maybe God has abandoned us. This same God that we are talking about, he did not only make heaven and earth, he made the planets, planetary bodies. If you are a student of geography, you know that. So, and the Bible says he upheld all things by the word of his power. And the encouragement this morning is that he's upholding you. It's upholding your family. It's upholding your business. It's upholding your health. It's upholding your healing. Everything is in his hands. If he can create the planetary bodies, hey, how much more you that he created in his own image and in his own likeness? Give a perspective.
I just wanted to corroborate what Pastor Ake, maybe somebody watching us wherever you are in the part of the world, you need to hear this. And this will settle a lot of things in your heart once and for all. Lamentation chapter 3. Let's just read the scripture, then we go back to the subject matter. Verse 22, he said, God's real love couldn't have run out.
Wow.
I don't know where you are in your marital life, in your career. God's real love to you, he said, couldn't have run out. He said his merciful love couldn't have dried up. Now, this is the message. He said, they are created new every morning. Wow. Each time you wake up,
wow,
it's just there.
Yeah.
They are created
in God.
Yeah. That is the love he has for you.
The old is gone, the new has come.
Exactly. The love he has for you. They are when you wake up and you can see the day, it's auto.
Yeah.
So, praise God.
You know, there is a scripture that says, it's a pleasant thing when the eye can behold the sun.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's another one that says, truly God is good. I love that word that says, God is good.
And he does good.
And he does good.
And I think someone needs to hear that over and over again this morning.
Yes, sir.
God is good. And he does good.
Hallelujah.
So,
sorry, something is coming to me, and I know that we have found ourselves, you know, and somebody is saying, it's like I'm hearing somebody saying, God is good, but why is all this happening to me?
Yeah.
Why is all this happening to me? Somebody may have lost their jobs, because we know that people have lost jobs in this time. Say God is good. You say God is good. I don't have a job. You say God is good. I don't have a child. You say God is good. I don't have money to eat. And you keep saying God is good. How good can God be?
He's good, 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 good.
He's good.
He is good.
He's good, yeah?
He is good.
He is good.
He is good.
And his mercy is
And I don't want to sound, you know, like we sound, he is good. Would you just take a step back and actually seek his face concerning those issues that you have? Would you just take, I can quote a scripture. I can give you a scripture, you know, to back, but would you just take a step back and actually sit and ask him questions? You can ask him questions. I may not be able to give you the answer why you have lost a job, but if I lose a job, I know what I will do. Maybe you won't do such. I have lost a job before and I knew what I did. But we are not all at the same level of faith.
Yeah.
We are not all at the same level of faith. So what I may tell you to do, you may find it difficult to do. But why don't you just take a step back and ask the Holy Spirit. Ask him, what is happening here? What is the way forward? How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, this month of June is the month of the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
And one of the triggers for the supernatural is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
One of the triggers for the supernatural is Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
I believe under God that this month you're going to experience God like never before.
Amen.
Wherever you are watching us from, supernatural supply, supernatural provision in the name of our Lord Jesus. Yes, supernatural connection for you. The scripture says, when men say there is a casting down, for you this month it will be a lifting up.
Amen.
in the name of our Lord Jesus. Yes, a supernatural job is coming. You're looking at me now. You've lost all hope. The Lord, this month, a supernatural phone call. Supernatural. Beyond the reasoning of man. In the name of our Lord Jesus. So it talks about Thanksgiving is a trigger for the supernatural. Supernatural. In Joel chapter 1, he said quite a lot of things. He said from 10, he said the field is wasted, the land is mourned, for the grain is ruined, the new wine is dried up, the oil is failed. He said, be ashamed, you farmer, where you vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. 12 said, the wine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, all these trees of the field are withered. Why? It says, surely joy has withered from the Son of Man. When joy is withered, thanksgiving cease. When joy is withered, thanksgiving cease. When joy is withered, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, when you are thanking God, you focus on God, you don't focus on the problem. And when you focus on God, you see things from God's perspective, not from what the people are saying. You know why? The world, the system is full of negative words. But God is saying, look unto me. He said, I will lift up my hands to the hill. He said, well, from whence comes my help? He said, my help comes from above. When you lift your thoughts to the things above, to God, that is where your help comes from. Hear me. You might have an uncle that is a big shot in a company. That does not guarantee you a job. The Lord is a lifter of your head. So, thanks. A truly thankful person is someone who worries less.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you worry less. Being thankful puts your thoughts on God rather than the problem. I will take this scripture before Colossians 3:15. Very apt. Colossians.
Please, yes. Before you take the Colossians, I sense a healing anointing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In this service this morning. Please, can you play for us, Zion, what a healing Jesus we find in you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
During our last communion service, I just want to create this expectation in your heart that if you are sick in your body this morning, just keep thanking God for your healing. I just saw clearly someone, pores have been coming out of your eyes, and it's affecting your sight. Your sight is being restored to you, and the pores are clearing out. Someone, it's a migraine headache. It's just left. That's the power of God at work. So I want people to just open yourself. At the last communion service, about two people were sharing their testimony after the service. So just be open to you. Open this morning. Someone with an infection. It's been cleared out. It's been cleared out. You will realize that the next time you go for that medical checkup, everything is clear totally. Everything is clear totally. The healing Jesus is in this place. Yes, yes. Lord, we pray everyone who is sick in the bodies this morning. You are our healer.
Yes, Lord.
You paid the price. Thank you for restoration back to health. Whatever the name of the sickness is called, or the symptom is called, there is a name that is above every other name. And in that name, we declare that sickness goes this morning. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, sickness go, disease go. Everything that has robbed you of your ease, it departs from you right now. We declare healing. We declare wholeness. We declare health. There is strength to your limbs, strength to your bones, strength to your system. The Lord who paid the price is going to pay this morning. He is a brand new habitation this morning. there is someone, it's a partial stroke. The hand of the Lord rests upon you this morning for restoration. Begin to you just suddenly find out there is no pain. Even the physio has been working, but you just find out that the greater one of physio is at work in your body this morning. Father, we give you
praise. Yes, Lord.
Just be open to the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah.
The healing anointing is here. Colossians chapter 3, PJ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Colossians chapter 3, let's read.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Say, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. And cultivate thankfulness. You cultivate it. I wrote down, he said, the more we allow God's peace to be in control, the more settled and thankful we'll become.
Hallelujah.
The more we allow God's peace to be in control, the more settled. And you know, a troubled, somebody saying, how do I cultivate this? You meditate on God's faithfulness. And somebody say, how do I meditate? If you can worry, you can meditate. As long as you can worry, you can meditate.
Yeah. As long as you can think.
Yes. No, don't get us. Think is a higher word now. Yeah. You know, people,
no, but we think now.
People worry more than they think.
We think. The worry is thinking. It's a negative form of thinking.
Okay, it's a negative. So, it's as thinking. Long as you can worry, you can. So all you have to do is to flip it to just, like Pastor Fulake said, take a step backward. Think of his faithfulness. Think for the fact that you woke up this morning and you are alive. It is worth thanksgiving.
So I'm going to continue from where I stopped, and I like what you said about thinking of his faithfulness. You know, somewhere in Psalms, it talks about the Lord daily loading us with benefits. So every morning we wake, the benefits of the day are awaiting us. And I want to think one of the benefits is that we're even able to breathe at all is a benefit. Oxygen is free. Imagine if we're going to be paying for oxygen. You know how much we'll be, all of us will be bankrupt. The earth will be bankrupt, actually. But I want to look at Psalm 50. And I'm still talking to that person this morning that is saying God is good, but I can't say the goodness. Psalm 50 verse 12. I read to 15. It says, if I were hungry, and this is God talking, I will not tell you. For all the world is mine and everything in it. Do I eat the meat of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Psalm 14. It says, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God. Sometimes thankfulness can actually be a sacrifice because it seems like nothing is working. So giving thanks is actually a sacrifice. It is difficult. But Bible says here, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High. And see verse 15. It says, then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you and you will give me glory. He said, first of all, make thankfulness your sacrifice. Things are not working. I remember that song. We bring a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. So sometimes thanksgiving can be a sacrifice. It can be a sacrifice. Psalm 107 again. Talking about the sacrifice of thanksgiving, because a lot of times it's not because those of us that are talking here, everything is, you know, is 100% like we say it. It's not that it is 100%, but we know whom we have believed.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And he is able to save.
Glory, glory.
He is able to save. So even when it is not looking like it should look, we are thanking him because we know that he has got our backs. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Psalm 107, verse 20. Verse 22. Let me just read verse 22 because of our time. It says, let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. I do Psalm 116, verse 17. Talking about sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I'll tell us again what, after we have done this sacrifice of thanksgiving, what else this can do for us.
It says, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. A sacrifice is something that costs us. Something that is not convenient to do. So maybe in these times, because of all the happenings around us, it is not convenient for us to give thanks. Because in the physical, we cannot see the reason why we should give thanks. Hallelujah. It says, come with a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I like that Psalm 107. It says, after we have done that, then we call on him. I think that's Psalm 50 now. Then he says, call on me. After you have done the sacrifice, you call on me. And then I want to read Psalm 69. I want to read Psalm 69. If I hand over to Psalm 69, verse 30. It says, if you, we can go home. Oh, fantastic. I read from verse 29. Hallelujah. It says, I am suffering and in pain. Rescue me, O God, by your saving power. It says, then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving. For this will please the Lord more than sacrificing cattle, more than presenting a bull with his horn and hooves. I want to read that in NKJV, because there's something I want to get at, and this one is not giving me. Verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So in that situation, you need to magnify God. And the only way to magnify him is by giving him thanks. Even though things are not working, things may not look right, you will magnify him. You will choose to magnify him above that situation. You will sing his praises and give him thanks above the circumstances. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can let's bring it to
close.
This is so deep. Yeah. It's so deep.
Hallelujah.
You know, we have the whole month to explore.
I bet you, the month of June, God will blow your mind. God
Hallelujah.
Is going to blow your
Hallelujah.
Mind.
Hallelujah.
God is going to blow your mind.
Hallelujah.
For us in Lighthouse, it's a month of the supernatural.
Yes, and
a lot of things will be battered. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Paul speaking said, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. Be followers of me. So he followed Christ. And Christ is our perfect ruler. In John chapter 6, when he wanted to feed the multitude, let me tell you, in the midst of that lack, even Christ demonstrated the act of thanksgiving.
Yes, he gave thanks.
So, Message translation, John chapter 6, verse 10, said, Jesus said, make the people sit down. Said, there was a nice carpet of green grass. So, people that are doing green grass now, this was where they got it from. Amen. It was a nice carpet. Jesus was an excellent God, you know. In this place, they sat down, and about 5,000 of them, Jesus took the bread, and having given thanks, it doesn't matter where you are, give thanks in the midst of that scarcity. See, there is a spark about the supernatural. As believers, we must understand. The supernatural does not go the conventional way. Christ demonstrated it for us to see. If you read the preceding verse, for he himself knew what he was doing. He wanted to demonstrate to the followers that for you to experience the supernatural, this is the way to go about it. In the midst of that chaos, in the midst of that lack, in the midst of that sickness, give thanks. Now, immediately there was a switch, and you're going to experience that this month.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you all know the rest of the story. There was leftover. When God steps in, the story changes.
Amen.
And God does not step in the place of murmuring. No, it is not a kingdom culture. Believers, we don't murmur. We don't complain. We don't whine over things. In all things, we give thanks.
Hallelujah.
In all things, we give thanks.
Hallelujah.
You know why?
Glory.
Because we're not fighting we're not fighting for victory. We are victorious already.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, as believers, you must have this understanding. I said this last month. Our pastor usually says a word. He said, God cannot never mismanage your life.
Yeah.
He loves you more than you love yourself. So the best you can do is to take care of yourself. You've taken care of yourself this morning, you have eaten.
Thank you, God, Lord, loves you much more than that.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to please do something for me this morning. Someone will read Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. And then the other person will read Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. I had a phrase in my heart as we were praying for this service. And so I went and searched for it. And I know that is the word of the Lord for us as a community this month. It says, even though, this is the phrase that I had in my heart, even though the fig may not have blossomed, I don't know what your experience has been, but I want you to read the full context. That's Habakkuk.
Yeah, Habakkuk. Yeah. It says, though the fig tree may not blossom,
hallelujah,
nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels.
Hallelujah.
Zephaniah 3:17.
Yeah.
Say, for the Lord your God is living among you.
Yeah.
He is a mighty Savior.
Mm.
He will take delight in you with gladness.
Yeah. Mm.
With his love, he will calm all your fears.
Yeah.
He will rejoice over you with joyful song.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Is I want you to go home with those two. Well, you're already home. You know, sometimes we just get used to these church languages and we just speak it that way. You're already at home. Those two scriptures, they came like a rhema early this morning. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. You can read it to the end. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. I want you to study it further. Meditate upon it. Let it be something that becomes your prayer conversation. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And no matter how it goes, how the economy of the world goes, it can never mismanage your life.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,